Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks. I appreciate you stopping by. Such amazing radio stations across the land. Live video, joepags.com. Click the Watch Now button. Quite the talk last hour, and everybody, I didn't get anybody. Well, I take that back. One person called in. And Carrie, by the way, Chocolate Voice back again. How you doing?
I'm okay. Thank you.
One person called in to say that I was somehow victimizing or attacking Karine Jean-Pierre. If I attacked her on her person or being, or whatever characteristics are, you would call me out. I mean, I would never do that.
Yes, of course. No.
I'm calling that out, how horribly she does the job. And I do mention often that she's black, female, and gay, because day one, she told us that was the most important thing to know. Before I even start, it's important to note, which it wasn't. It was important to her. Nobody cares that I'm white or olive or Italian or Irish or whatever. Nobody cares. What they care about, do I get good information? Do I feel good about what I'm hearing here? Can I verify what he's saying? Do I get entertainment? Do I love her voice? Whatever. So at the end of the day, if you took the tactic that I'm going to accuse him of attacking her and you thought that was going to work, let me be as clear as I can. I'm uncancelable when it comes to that kind of stuff, because what I do here is above reproach. Do we have fun? Hell yes. Do I call people stupid? Only when they're acting stupidly. So at the end of the day, if that's your only recourse, and not one other radical leftist who wants to support this administration called in. By the way, I know you're listening, because I see the dumb write-ups on some of these websites. You know, I had Rudy Giuliani on a few weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. And he talked about how police can't really do their jobs anymore because they can't punch people.
Right.
So, I mean, again, they can't because they'll be accused of racism, whatever else. And that back in the day, it was, you know, you can stop somebody from doing crimes and get them under control by handcuffing them. Sometimes you had to get physical. And that was his point. You know how many leftist websites picked up that part of that interview? Just that one little snippet of that interview.
Yeah, they went crazy.
I mean, because we have this tracking where it tells me if one of these news sites mentions me. Because I want to know what the other side is saying about the show. So they're all listening, Carrie. They're too scared. They're too cowardly to call in. Instead of calling in and saying, okay, I'm going to tell you why spending $100,000 per household makes sense in America. And here's why. Instead of doing that, I'm attacking her. Why am I? Monica, what did he say? Why am I so mean to her? Something like that?
He said why he doesn't understand why you're being so hostile towards
hostile.
Her. Because she's just doing her job.
I was Karen being hostile toward Karine Jean-Pierre.
I didn't get that,
you know what I'm saying? Just kind of dumb. All right.
He stayed on for a good minute. He did want to talk to you, but then I guess
he didn't. He wussed out. He knew he had no case.
His cowardice kicked in.
Yes. Yes. His coward ass was about to get kicked. That's true. All right. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com on a Tuesday. I mean, don't be Bobby Badass and then get all nervous right before you're about to go on. That is Carrie Lockie. That is Polo. That is Monica in for Sam, whose birthday is today. Appreciate you hanging out. Oh, Carrie wasn't here last week. I wonder what Tuesday song I'll play today.
I had COVID. I think you'd better be very nice to me.
Had past tense, right?
Yes, but I'm still dealing with the effects.
Wow.
So I think
talk about playing the victim. My God. You know what I mean? I had COVID. You have to be nice to me.
I will play that.
You were nice to me when you had COVID.
Come on.
Like, Carrie, how you feel? Leave me alone.
Oh, I did not say that.
I'll cough on you.
He didn't say that either.
So, yes, I do see those articles. And it's funny because several of these rags will pick it up, put it out online, and then they hope to generate some attention. And by the way, they clip my video, so I don't get any hits on the video. They clip my video and just show one part of it instead of the whole interview. So I get no credit whatsoever other than, it's always this way, Carrie. It's always, he appeared on conservative talk show host Joe Pag's conservative show. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like that's bad. Yeah, like the readers are going, oh, see, he's a conservative. That's why he wants to punch
he's
people.
He's so evil,
Now, the allegation in the write-ups about that part of the interview were that Rudy Giuliani wants police officers to have the ability to walk up and punch people. That's not what he was saying. It's about apprehending people, getting them under control. Police are afraid to do their jobs these days because of lawsuits, or if, God forbid, they have to use deadly force to stop the person, they might go to prison for life. So Giuliani was like, well, we used to be able to just punch people. You can't punch a guy anymore. Then he talked about his uncle who had like a knockout punch or something. So it was completely out of context, but that's what they do. So my point is, there are always liberals listening. There are always those on Twitter that have 4 followers but get 30,000 retweets or anything that they say because they're attacking the right. They're listening. They want to have that information to say, see, I told you how bad they are. Giuliani just wants cops to punch people, and which is just dumb. That's not what he said. So to that point, don't be that guy with the stained shirt in your mom's basement in your underwear, eating Doritos and typing on Twitter. Call the show. Don't watch my show and get all wound up and think you know something. And the only answer you have is virtue signaling or why are you being so hostile? It's dumb. Let's really mix it up. In this country, we used to be able to mix it up. But Carrie, that was back when cops could just punch people.
Yeah, exactly. Can't do that anymore.
Thank God. And I hate that because a guy the other day, the El Paso murderer that went into the Walmart.
Yeah.
It was actually news about him today. That I heard, I believe, on our station. Bad guy. Murderous piece of garbage. Attacking people because of Hispanics coming across the border or something. And although I think the guy's last name might be Hispanic, I think. Either way. Somebody on Twitter the other day, and I forget what the story was, about guns, about Second Amendment, about something. Some fake name coward piece of garbage responds to me saying, yeah, well, you're the guy that supported the white supremacists that killed people in El Paso.
What?
I said, what are you talking about? And I said, you're going to have to prove that one, Sparky. Oh, you said it. I said, again, I didn't say it. Put your real name, your first name, and your last name on your tweet right now as I report this to Twitter and consider getting with my legal team to sue you for libel. Put your name on here. Put your first name and last name, and he went away. But the fact is, my shows are all online, in context. Carrie, would you be my friend if I supported the guy that killed a bunch of people in the Walmart in El Paso?
No.
Would you want to work with me?
No. No.
I mean, Polo, I'm guessing you would not want to either.
No.
Monica, you're my sister. You would disown me, I would think.
I would totally disown you.
There you go. So some nameless, faceless piece of dung. You can say dung on the radio, can't you?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's a fun word for the S word you like to use a
different
lot.
One. This is true, yes.
Yes. So some piece of dung on social media says this, and then many of you listening right now and watching right now will say to yourself, maybe you're yelling at the radio or yelling at the screen, what do you care? Some anonymous nobody on Twitter. Carrie, why do I care when he said that?
Because people will believe it.
Yes. He said it on a public forum. He said it on Twitter, where other people who are waiting to hate will say, see, I know this guy said it because this guy over here said that he said it. So when you take a snippet of my interview with Giuliani and present it as if cops were just punching people in New York because they could, people will believe it. They're waiting for something to believe like this. So
they
I have
to
respond.
Believe it. Yeah. Yep.
Yes. So I have to respond, and I called the guy out. And here's the really good news. I have the entire interview with Rudy Giuliani. In fact, I have every interview I've ever done with Rudy Giuliani. I've got it all in archive. All of it's searchable, I believe, on the podcast. You can go back and search the date, maybe even search Giuliani. It'll come up. And you can hear what he said in context. You know that my coverage of the Walmart killer was exactly down the middle when it came to the news, and then I gave you my opinion, which was he should fry. It would never be I support him doing that or I understand why he did it. None of that. But if you say it and it's on the internet and the bots on the left repeat it, something like that, if I didn't step in, could have gotten 50,000 retweets. That's the world in which we live. Were you going to say something? I heard a little something.
No, I'm sorry. But you're absolutely right, but no.
And it's not okay. So always make sure, I say this to people constantly, make sure that things that you see online, things that you hear out of the mouths of people on radio, on television, that you scrutinize all of it. Scrutinize what I say. If you think there's some way for people to spend $100,000 and save money because of the Inflation Reduction Act, I'll hear you. But don't ever take for granted that what you're seeing, what you're hearing is real. I mean, hell, on America's Got Talent, that we were watching on tape the other day. And by the way, everybody, just about everybody in America's Got Talent isn't from America. It's the strangest thing. You have people from Ireland, people from Great Britain, really? People from, you know, Israel, from Russia, people from Africa. People are from everywhere but America. It says America's Got Talent. Plus, there are these shows in almost every country now. Why did it have to come here? That you're not from America. Anyway. Oh, see, now they're going to say, oh, Pags, conservative talk show host Pags, hates people not from America.
I know. Just is, wait. You know,
so stupid.
Wait, it'll happen.
But be skeptical. So we're watching that the other day, and one of the acts is using the deep fake technology to have people sing like operas. And the people they're using are Simon Cowell, Terry Crews, and Howie Mandel. Mm-hmm. So they got three singers there live that each have a camera, and they're using deep fake technology. If you don't know what that is, you can make the person look like anybody you want. And it looks like the three people on the show are singing these songs. Oh, this is the best act I've ever seen in my life. That's scary. There are brand new Elvis videos showing up on YouTube every day where they're taking some sound-alike and putting Elvis's face on it, and it's a new modern 4K video. It's scary, so be skeptical about everything you see and everything you hear, unless you've got it from 18 sources. One last example. I'm on a roll, Lockie, back off.
One last example.
Uh-huh. You had the Duke volleyball player in August, I think, who's playing a game at BYU, Brigham Young University in Utah. And she's playing the game. The game gets done. Later reports that every time she was serving, happens to be a black girl, every time she's serving, people were yelling the N-word at her. Every time. They called her the N-word. So BYU does an investigation. Meantime, South Carolina, that team from the University of South Carolina, I believe, they said, we're canceling our trip to BYU because of the racism and the white supremacy and the this and that. I'm watching Tucker last night. He's got a string of reporters, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, local news, all saying she withstood racial epithets the whole time, racial insults, the N-word. She stood firm. She's a strong young lady. This happened. She did the... Guess what? It didn't happen. They all reported it
because
as if it were true. Carrie, none of these reporters said, she says they said this. She withstood the racial insults the whole game from white members of the audience to the point where BYU ended up banning a fan for life because somebody in the stands or her aunt or somebody told her that's the one that did it. Well, fortunately, it was a broadcast game, and you were able to take the color commentator and the play-by-play guy or gal off the tape. And they listened to every second of the video. They listened to, I think they watched 50 different cell phone videos, something like that. And nobody even gets close to saying that word. Wow. Nobody. So they sullied everybody. They misreported everything. And half of the people out there in this country believed it immediately because they want to believe that this is alive and well in our country. And it's not. Now, is Duke apologizing? The same Duke that accused the lacrosse team of raping a black woman, which they never did, turned out she was lying, that they lost the lacrosse team, and Duke had egg on its face for decades. No. Did they apologize? Nope. They put out a release saying they support their student athletes. That's it. Even though it's been proven to be wrong. Now, either the girl was lying or was told a lie and she believed it because it did not happen. And to further that point, and again, my point is be skeptical. Everything that you hear, everything you see, don't believe it. Like somebody stopped in my chat room a little while ago. Hey, this thing happened in the Hill Country. I'm like, I have no idea what that is. I don't know what you're talking about. I have to look it up. I've not heard of that. You have to make sure that you have valid sources, several of them, compare notes, and then decide what's right and what's wrong. If you only watch the left media, you thought that the N-word was uttered at this girl. It wasn't. By the way, they have restored the ability of this 19-year-old to go back into the stands. He didn't say the word. Turns out he's somehow disabled as well. It was unfair to him, which is ridiculous. South Carolina did not apologize. Duke didn't apologize. And let me just finish on this note. And I love your calls on this. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Can everybody stop using the N-word, please? I go on YouTube to watch reaction videos, and young black creators are calling just a guy, a dude, the N-word. Can we just stop it? This N-word that, this N-word the other thing, this N-word the third thing. As if it's just normal. Because you're black, you can just say it. Stop saying it. If it's a horrible, heinous word, nobody should say it. You want it gone? You can be the one on the front lines of getting it gone. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Calls rolling in on the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Appreciate you hanging out. Lots going on. Vivek Ramaswamy, brand new book. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's always great talking to him. He's an entrepreneur. He's a best-selling author. He's a guy that had Woke Inc. Now he's got a new one. And it's all about not being a victim. It's all about succeeding. It's all about doing what you can to enjoy the freedom and liberty that we have. It's a great conversation. Make sure you stick around for that. Let me remind you about total financial freedom. Congress plays games with the money. You can't play games with the money. You owe. You've got debt. You've got to pay it or else you're in deep. If you're buried in bills and trying to keep up with all those credit cards, all those signature loans, internet loans, timeshares, get off the treadmill, get some total financial freedom. If you owe more than $10,000, the team at Total Financial Freedom has been doing a great job for more than 15 years now, helping people like you resolve their debts and cut payments in half. Give them a call. Tell them your situation. Find out if they could do that for you. The number is easy. It's 800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Mention my name, Joe Pags, and get the free book, The Debt Dietitian. Again, you've got to get it by calling 800-833-9444 and mentioning my name. You're going to appreciate their team. They're like-minded. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Zero complaints. Call Total Financial right now at 800-833-9444. 1-800-833-9444. Again, mention my name. Get that free book and see how they can help you. Let me go to the phone lines. It's going to be Anthony in Minnesota. Hi, Anthony. What's going on?
I'm living the dream just like you, Joe.
Awesome. Talk to me.
So, in regards to the N-word, in society, it obviously is, it's a horrible word, and it was obviously used to degrade and dehumanize individuals, slaves. I believe it should not be used in society. However, just like in college, I went to St. Paul, Metropolitan University in St. Paul, yeah. Minnesota, and our teacher and our diversity class asked us the same question. Should it be used? Should it be taught? Me being a white male in school, in college, it should be used, but not to the extent where it's dehumanizing the person. We should learn where we came from, where the slur came from, but we should not use it against others. We should be, I'm not saying, you know, tree huggers, but we should treat others with respect.
Anthony, I appreciate you. Yes, I want to treat others with respect. Certainly teach the root of the word, why the word was used, who was used against, why it was a negative word. And people today, especially young black men, should stop using it to reference a guy or a dude or a man. It doesn't make sense. Stop it. It's a horrible word. It's a negative word. It's not one that we should be saying, well, because you're this ancestry, you can use it, and you're that ancestry, you can't use it. That doesn't make any sense. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We've got a lot more coming the way. especially Vivek Ramaswamy up next. He's got a great book out. You're going to love to hear this conversation. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.